So what are your thoughts on this occupation?
Again, it's the sign of democracy. I was in Ottawa over the weekend, and it's no different what's happening there, what's happening elsewhere across the country.
Why do you think that people are occupying? What do you think the point of this whole movement is?
People want to make sure their voices are heard with regards to their concerns. There's different concerns for different groups, but collectively they feel that they want to bring that collective voice forward, as they're doing again across the country and across the world. And people are trying to make sure that their voices are being heard, and that their issues at some point in time have the chance to make it to the forefront.
Do you think any of these issues can be addressed in a municipal capacity by yourself and the HRM?
Depends what they are, and we're open to see where they may be, and that's part of our role and our responsibility. The things to do with the corporations, of course, belongs in the corporate sector. The issues with the banks belong in the banking sector, but things for us, we're open to having that kind of discussion.
Now, one of the thoughts that seems to be circulating around here is the lack of affordable housing, lack of creation of welfare housing, or you know, any kind of new developments, and that certainly seems to fall within the municipal capacity.
Here in Nova Scotia, that's the responsibility of the province, but we have in the past offered up land. We've also in the past have been part of special projects, but even in our zone creations, we allow for density housing and that too. But in this province, that responsibility lies with the province.
So Montreal, for example, has a lot of regulations around housing, which makes it much more affordable, and that's the city itself. So would you see being able to do that, would that be a possibility to do in Halifax?
We're already doing that through our zoning approach. We're also doing the 25-year plan review, and we are trying to find ways to allow for more affordable housing being built in normal construction projects, whether it's a certain percent. So if we give them more latitude for units, then they in return give more and units back for affordable housing use. So that's part of the dialogue we have been doing and will continue to do.
But the zoning units tend to be like located a little bit far, like Spryfield area or certain, there's certain...
The ones that we're talking about are into the downtown core or on the peninsula. It's not off the peninsula.
Okay, so could you comment then on the incline in expenses? Apartments are much more expensive than they used to be, and things like that. In Halifax, like the center of Halifax especially, rent has gone up quite a lot. And so I'm just thinking maybe I know there's some other cities that have had policies that sort of attempt to deal with that and keep rent low.
Again, we are working with our resources and our capability with regards to apartments and affordability other than the private sector. The province is responsible for affordable housing.
Right.
In the past, we have given land up for that purpose, but we continue to explore opportunities to make it affordable for those who want to live here.
Okay, so you'd be very supportive of pressuring the provincial and federal governments to give more funding to the city for those kinds of things, I suppose.
As I understand, they do have special programs will subsidize new construction to allow for affordable units, and so that's part of that programming, and maybe it's that kind of program that they want to expand upon.
Right.
Could we talk about food security for a moment? Another thought that seems to be circulating is lack of food in food banks these days around the Halifax area.
Again, we had two gardens here for this year. We grew potatoes and vegetables over here and here. All the food we grew here, we gave to the food bank. Knowing that there are these types of challenges, we're probably one of the only city halls in this country that allows food to be grown on the Grand Parade and given it to the food bank. We continue to look ways to be innovative and support those kinds of initiatives.
In the future, do you feel that yourself or other members of the HRM are going to be coming down here and be listening to the demands of the liberators, occupiers?
Again, as time permits, I'll have a chance to drop through and see what's going on.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Hey, how you doing?